everybody and Will.
No, you did it. You were actually like right on time there.
Oh, was I? Yeah. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the
Ramblecast with Jack and Boston and Nick and Matt.
It's so weird to see Matt in the bottom right corner.
Just messing it up tonight. Well, welcome, everybody. Nick doesn't have a song for us tonight, and Chris has got
ass.
He's half vaccinated. Jack's showing up finger licking great. What does it say? Magic fucking hugs.
Magic fucking hugs. It's from the second episode of The Leftovers. I just didn't feel like changing it. I was running late. My daughter was using my room today for school, and I forgot I had to set everything back up.
Now, you think he bumps his head on that wall back there because he's basically a tripod and like he's just off balance?
I guess we should see the crack at the bottom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
A little lower. Mm-hmm. If you can see what I'm talking about, he's got his fist there. So what else is we've seen the gray pants scene. That's all I'm saying.
It's disturbing. You know,
like it's not that I'm looking at it, but you can't help but look at it because you can't turn away from it.
That's probably one of the more disturbing. It's like that or David Bowie's cod piece in The Labyrinth. Like, what's more disturbing?
I thought you were going to say something else.
It just depends, I guess, what's on the big screen.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's magic fucking hugs.
Magic fucking hands.
And I'm not even close to being vaccinated, but my wife's getting her first shot Saturday, so I thought I could leap on and, you know. Mm-hmm. Nope. She goes, did they send you an email? I go, no, they said fucking die. It was the email I got. Just fucking die.
You have to wait for an email? Right. You can't just go out and sign up?
I mean, I'm sorry, a text message. You're supposed to get a text message to confirm it. And she goes, as soon as you get it, reply to it. I go, all right, it's been 5 days.
Is that from the state?
I guess. I don't know.
Because you know, a lot of the, you know, states have just a place that you go and you basically just say, hey, you know, where do I get vaccinated? And then you put in your age and then your profession.
I live in the South.
So,
okay. I guess they don't have like a state website for that?
Farm animals are getting vaccinated before I am.
Here's the thing. Like, I'll share my quick little journey here. So, I got my first vaccine shot, Moderna, yesterday. And yes, the symptoms are real after you get your vaccines. They say that typically the second shot is when you get the majority of the symptoms. But I have had a fucking pounding headache all day. And my left arm has been telling me to go fuck myself since I woke up where I got my shot. But the good news is that the sign that it's working. That's your body fighting off.
Yeah,
the reintroduction of all that stuff, which is great. So I'm happy about it. But I'm also signed up through the state of Massachusetts, and they do like the pre-registration thing. You put your information in, you put your, you know, what you do for your line of work to see if you qualify for one of the essential workers that they deem in the state, age, comorbidities, the whole nine. And you get put into this automated system where they'll text you when they have an opening.
Well, I'm a five. That's the problem.
So here's the thing. CVS is separate from the state setup. And I just checked, Jack, you do have CVSs that will be doing vaccines in North Carolina. So what you want to do is you want to do a quick Google search for, you know, COVID vaccine CVS. It'll bring you to their webpage. And when you click on your state, in your case, North Carolina, it looks like there's about 15 or the state in which you live.
Thank you.
There's about 15 to 16 different CVSs that are booking appointments, not available at the moment, but they are booking. So this website changes all day long. So, and that's how I found mine. I didn't go through the state. I'm registered to the state, but I'm going to cancel it. I haven't had a chance to cancel it yet. But
so for anybody that missed you saying what the website was, go ahead and just kind of.
So it's cvs.com/immunizations/COVID-19-vaccine.
Well, just so that people could
Google COVID vaccine CVS, and you'll find like the first hit is the page. That's if you have a CVS in where you live.
Oh, we have tons of CVS, and the sign says "fuck you."
Well, according to this, only about 16 or 18 of them actually are doing vaccinations on site.
Yeah, but there's like three of them around our area that says,
But the point I wanted to make is that you have to just keep checking the site. Just keep checking, keep checking, keep checking. And I randomly, one night last week, I was up at like 2 o'clock in the morning because my son was up. And I was like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm going to have a look. And I went to CVS.com or whatever the website was. And sure as hell, I got myself an appointment. Two appointments that, for that matter. So,
you know, maybe I better go on because my wife has been doing it. I haven't been doing any of this stuff. She's been setting. So maybe she's just lying to me that she signed me up.
Is there an insurance policy recently taken out?
I don't know. Maybe I should check on that because.
Well, that's just the thing, though, Jack, is because she probably did sign you up, but the state is going to be running 1,000 times slower than a private enterprise.
So, yeah. And they text my own state texted me. Like basically like, hey, you're eligible now. Click on this link. But it's like, okay. At one point they thought I was 45 and then now they think I'm in the 40 age group. So go figure. Well, cause you know,
you snuck in that one.
Well, at least they think they're young. You're young. I mean, compared right. to what you're 58, you know, so.
Totally. So, and that's why I got mine first.
Yeah. So Jack, I have been on this website constantly when my wife became eligible and when I became eligible for it as well. And I found that the availability page after you click on your state, the availability page updates about every 15 to 20 minutes.
Okay.
It'll tell you, it says status of right now, it says status of as of 9:25 p.m. Eastern time. Availability can change quickly and based on demand. It's about every 15 to 20 minutes that resets, but that doesn't mean there's going to be appointments. But every night that I've done this, I've seen appointments open up, at least in Massachusetts. So I don't know what it's like in good old North Carolina, but... don't put your faith in the state. Try and find your own.
All right. Or my wife is what you're saying. Don't put my.
I did not say that shit. Don't put those words in my mouth.
Cindy, if you're listening,
I did not say that.
I'll tell her you were just joking.
My wife.
my wife. Yeah. And from what I've seen, so three of my coworkers did the same thing. They've all gotten their appointments. So one of them got their shots today. And there's no rhyme or reason. Each CVS will get different vaccines. So it could be a Johnson & Johnson. My wife got Johnson & Johnson. I got Moderna. And one of my coworkers got Pfizer at a different location. So it's just whatever they have.
I'm just tired of seeing people younger than me getting the shot. It's like, how did you get the shot? And I did.
Matt? Yeah. So in Massachusetts, I qualify because of where I work.
But I mean, retail is now qualified
as essential.
This has been how the rollout has happened across the country, and I think that's kind of one of the unique things about our experience, just the four of us on the show ever since this whole thing has happened, is that each one of us has experienced different states' response, and even our listener Maggie, who was able to get basically as a teacher, she stayed online the whole time and was able to get vaccinated right before they went back in person, whereas my wife. Couldn't get the vaccine until, you know, basically a couple weeks ago, you know, so, and she was forced back to in person. So, you know, from one state to the next, like
you took the shot before your wife?
No, my wife got it before I did.
Okay, I was going to say, yeah, you've been fun on the Titanic.
I was eligible for being a teacher as well. But when I signed up, I didn't know that I was, you know, it just so happened that I got the Johnson & Johnson. There's nothing wrong with the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. It gets a bad rap, but.
Well, I mean, that's the thing is that, you know, if I get the Pfizer one, I'm worried that, you know, the erection may last longer than 4 hours. And then and what another doctor. Do? Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've heard how they fix that.
Well, a lot of it with the, you know, when you read about the effectiveness of it is reading about the effectiveness against having severe symptoms that are going to hospitalize you. So, and when you look at that effectiveness rate and how it goes up over time. So
I'm willing to roll the dice.
What's good to see though, is that it looks like people in the chat are piping in saying that they've gotten their shots too, which is great. That's awesome to see. Like, you know, you just got to figure out how to access it. Right. So, I mean, the PSA, like, don't just rely upon your state, register at the state. You might get lucky.
You're just shitting on Jack, you know.
I think John.
The UPS guy, I'm being serious. Like,
I think John, the UPS guy, should have said, "Hey, I hate San Diego and shouldn't have got the shot."
So, like, as an example, one of my coworkers was battling with the state over for days on days on days, just trying to get in line to get a shot, and then one night they went out to CVS and got their appointment set up. So, like, don't rely. Like, just use every resource you have in front of you. Now, Will, CBD, Will Fry says, I got Pfizer at Vanderbilt who developed Moderna. Well, Vanderbilt scientists helped develop Moderna, but it was developed about 2 miles away from where I work here in good old Massachusetts.
So I don't want Moderna, is what you're saying.
That's sure. what I would want.
It was developed by mass holes. I don't know.
What's actually really cool is
they're only mass holes when they drive.
I'm probably going to butcher this, but the Moderna vaccine is one of the, if not the first, non-live vaccinations that were developed through cloud computing, which I think is kind of cool. So they utilize cloud computing to do all the genetic
stuff. But nobody understands the cloud. So how do we know the...
no one understands vaccines either. So it goes hand in hand.
I think I'm trying to remember
team effort.
I think I'm trying to remember the last time it was mass vaccination. I was in elementary school.
Polio.
And they had the gun. Boom, boom. I don't know what it was. It was something that we all had to line up.
Yeah, it was probably polio.
Polio.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Everybody was crying, but everyone has that little circle mark.
Yep. Yeah. My mom had that.
Yep. I don't have it. So I think again
the state said skipped.
I think they just said, fuck you.
Look at this kid. He's not going to make it past 10. Look at him.
Everyone else was crying. I didn't cry. I mean, I said.
Well, that's what's interesting. Like, because, you know, the states, you know, we don't have that circle. Like, most countries people I've met through grad school and live outside, they all have that scar on their arm. And, like, I know, like in Kenya or in Africa, if you're traveling around and you don't have that scar, they'll arrest you.
So I can't go to Kenya.
Well, no, it's like if you're from there, because it's just like that's how they know if you have the scar that you've been vaccinated.
It's kind of like certain animals that have clipped ears. So, well, sometimes when they actually will catch stray cats or animals, they'll actually like clip. Just so that they won't try to like.
So you're saying they should have done that in Kenya?
No.
Clip their ears, or maybe that they should have done with me.
No, I'm just saying that it's kind of like that. They can spot it. Sorry.
How come I don't have the scar?
I don't know. Maybe because it fired a blank and they were just like, move this kid along.
Actually, the doctor said I need to go to a private room. Maybe that was what it – yeah.
You're releasing a lot more information than I thought.
Are you sure you weren't in church in that?
It could have been. I'm not Catholic, but you know.
So regards to getting your own, like if you don't have CVS in your area, in your region, which then I know they're not everywhere, but they're starting to be everywhere. I think Walgreens is doing the same thing. And check to see if whether or not these pharmacies are part of the state vaccination, the mass vac sites and such, because I don't think most of them are. And you probably have a better chance because I think so many people are, you know, they've been logging into the state sites ever since, you know, the elderly were made eligible. And it wasn't until about phase two, we call it phase two in Massachusetts, of vaccinations, in which the private pharmacies started getting their vaccines. So they're like the second player in the game that not everybody is in tune with. So
can I just say something? If serious, fuck you, John. Okay, go ahead.
I think he has a good point, really.
So John in the chat says people from San Diego will be vaccinated last.
I don't know if anyone from San Diego could be considered last. I mean, come on. That was the German measles. Kim said it was a German measles. It might have been. I don't know. I had to mark. That's what we're all marching in line. Yeah. I remember that. Yeah. Oh, boy. I'm sorry. It was a German joke. And I can say that because I'm German. I have German.
No, you can't.
It's so weird.
I'm having Germanist of you.
A little bit deja vu. We may have talked about this before. We talked about like vaccinations and stuff. Like chicken pox, you know, like, I don't know if
he's going to be right back. I think.
Yeah. Did you guys ever have chicken pox as a kid?
Yeah, I did.
I had it in high school, I think is when I had
it. So it was probably a little bit tougher.
Yeah. Chicken pox is a nightmare.
Chicken pox sucks. Right.
You know what sucks worse than that? Shingles.
Yeah. Well,
which comes from the chicken pox.
Same family of disease, right?
Yeah.
But I wasn't thinking about this one until recently when my daughter actually had hand, foot, mouth disease or hand, foot, whatever it is.
Hoof and mouth.
Which is not great either. But here's the thing is that it impacts kids for like 2 to 3 days. But if you're not exposed to it as a kid, which apparently I wasn't, I got it from her when she like 2 or 3 years old, and it was fucking brutal. Like, it was awful. Like, I had, like, I still have scars. I had, like, sores all up and down my legs and my hands and stuff. It was awful, awful, awful. I wouldn't wish it up on anybody. Like,
I had chicken pox scars.
Your skin hurt to the touch. It was just, I couldn't sleep the whole night. It just sucked.
I didn't.
It made me think about this, that, like, the thing about chicken pox you don't hear about anymore. And I didn't even realize. Yeah. I didn't even realize it. That's been part of our vaccines as kids that we've been getting.
Yeah, I didn't know that until a few years ago, because I thought every kid still got it. And I was like, what?
I'm like, where's all these little fuckers with chicken pox? How come
they should, have to go through it too? Because all my kids went through it, because I remember I had used to bring the kids to work with me when I owned the business, and this lady comes up and her kids are just all covered. I go, she goes, and they're talking to my kids, and they go, oh, they have chicken pox.
Yeah.
But I'm sure your kids have already had it. I go, no. And so then, of course, boom, 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 they all had it after that.
Well, when I was a kid, they used to have chicken pox parties.
Yeah, all the kids can get it.
Like, parents, if one kid got it, they're like, okay, everybody, go over to Jimmy's house. Let's all go hang out and wrestle in the backyard.
Well, that's why they had to get it out of the way. They had the COVID parties, because flashbacks. They were like,
just to get it out of the way. I mean, the whole herd immunity type of thing, which is crazy.
I would rather have my kids, which they did, they got the chicken pox vaccine, so they don't have to go through it, because it was awful. Like,
yeah,
you know, so it wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't realize. I was like you guys. I didn't realize until a couple of years ago. Wait, right. Because I was like, oh, my grandkids are going to eventually get it. They have vaccines. I go, oh,
yeah.
Where was I when all this happened?
Right. Kids got the measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox.
MMR, whatever it is. Yeah. But that's just rad, man. That's just how that shit works. That's why vaccines are fucking important.
I like Will Fry's dad.
Will Fry has a story here in the chat. He says, I flew to Disney World with chicken pox when I was 5. My dad made me bury my head in his shoulder and act like I was asleep when we boarded the plane.
Nice.
So that's like, I wish we had cameras back then, because it'd be like
pay for this vacation. Damn it, we're going.
Will, that really dates you, because now you can't smuggle people on an airplane like that.
And he was probably smoking on the plane too.
Oh, yeah. Drinking, smoke.
Well, I remember people smoking on the plane when I flew to Florida.
And hey, just a shout out to Randy that mentions get the newest shingles vaccine if you had the chicken pox. So,
oh yeah,
yeah. If you had the chicken pox, by all means, you should get the shingles vaccine, because I've also had shingles, and that shit is. Sucks.
I got spurs that shingle jingle jingle.
It's so painful. Like, and I had it during the summer. And so basically going shirtless was no big deal. But if you have it in the wintertime, God help you, because you don't want anything to touch your skin at all.
Yeah.
That's so, like, kind of like your favorite pair of jeans.
I'm not even going to mention.
Do you have a jean jacket?
No,
Look at Kim dropping some scientific knowledge on us, giving us the, is that the vaccine name? Varicella? Or is it the chickenpox, the disease called varicella?
Interesting.
She did confirm that you had to wait in line to get the German.
Yeah, well, just like the army, you know. I mean, they line up people in the army and boom, boom.
Why am I up here?
Well, I don't know. I just was kind of.
You
wanted
to try something different, man. Yeah.
Okay, all right.
Try something different.
But then it's like
I arranged the tiles too, so that Jack's panel would connect to mine, so it looks like we're in the same hallway.
What's interesting, though, about the military right now, you're talking about that, Matt, is that, like, I think it's like 46% or something like that of the military is refusing to get the vaccine. And they can't, the military can't force you to take it because it's not FDA approved yet. Because it's all, you know, experimental, like getting it out as fast as you can. And that could take years. So, like, they're basically saying, like, take it or we're going to discharge you, you know?
Right.
And, like, a lot of the guys are like,
we're wearing a mask for the next 10 years.
Well, I mean,
no doubt.
To that point, I mean, it's the same way with, you know, I would think with air travel, it would be the smart thing to do is to say, hey, it's going to be one of those things that, like, you're going to have to show your vaccination card because they're not going to allow. YouTube,
every day there's a Karen or whatever they call the guy who gets on the plane and won't wear the mask. Just one person. And they go, when you got the ticket, you stated that you would wear the mask. Of course, they delay the plane, and then you know it's
John Kerry.
Exactly. Just put on the fucking mask, right? Just put on the
fucking douches.
I mean, you're holding up the whole plane because you're being a dick. Anyway, I had to get that off my chest.
I think you're going to see a lot more of this. And you guys probably heard the news that Krispy Kreme is now will give everybody a donut a day if you show your vaccine card.
Whoa.
You get a free donut for the rest of the year every day if you show your vaccine card.
Not me. And I live next to the original one.
Which is kind of cool. if you think about these, you know, these incentive based reasons why
it's my heart. But
yeah, right. And also, my dispensary will give you a free joint if you actually.
What?
I'm not even joking.
Wow. I got a text right now.
I can't even drive legally yet, and I feel like driving out.
You get free weed if you show your vaccine card.
Hey, I'm from another state, but can I get some of that?
Free love.
It's actually only for medical patients, so you wouldn't be able to.
Oh.
No Boston creams, though.
No. That's Dunkin'.
They really fill you up,
That's
though.
Dunkin'.
I fucking love Dunkin'.
I love fucking Dunkin', man.
It's not fucking Dunkin'. It's Dunkies, bro.
Dunkies, man. Dunkies.
Dunkies is something that you wear around your pants.
No, it's not.
Isn't Dunkies that show in Mexico?
Huggies, but they're called Dunkies.
It's the one thing I love where I'm living now, but it's the one thing I hate is that the nearest Krispy Kreme is almost to Denver. And it's like, damn it, I'm not driving all the way down there.
Seriously, the original one that I, the original is 5 minutes from my house.
Right. It's out of North Carolina. Yeah. And then, like, you know, not that I go to Outback a lot, but the one here went out of business because of COVID. And so now it's like the nearest one is Denver. And I'm like, fuck. Sometimes you just want a blooming onion, man. That's really the only reason why I go.
You can go to doesn't Chili's have blooming onions? They did on The Office.
I don't think so. I don't know if we even have a Chili's here. We might.
Our Chili's sucks. I mean, it's like the worst. It's just terrible. I don't know how they're still open.
I've never been a big fan of like those, like the Chili's, Applebee's,
Crabblebee's.
Yeah, I just like eh.
Who's our new sponsor, by the way?
Who's this? Oh,
So yeah. Well, this is their advertisement on. Oh, you can't really tell what that is, but that's a vaccination card. So that's my that's ComCan saying that if you bring in your vaccine record, with it has to have your name on it. Redeem for a free pre-roll joint.
It's like the free donuts that Krispy Kreme's giving out. You know they have a section in the back where they
the
ones they don't sell. They put it back. They just go zap it. It's fresh.
This is all stems, donut. Man. Like what the hell is this? Because
it's every day for a year, right?
No. Oh, Krispy Kreme, yeah.
Krispy Kreme, not the joints.
Well, they should have had a joint. They should have had a joint venture.
would have been brilliant.
The joint and the donuts. There you go. Because you know, after you have the joint, nothing's better than a donut.
Yeah.
You did watch that video I sent Chris with the Dunkin' Donuts Saturday Night Live sketch.
No, I didn't. Is that the one with Casey Affleck?
Casey Affleck. It's so good.
I saw it live.
Yeah. Oh. The one thing that really gets me the funniest part of it is when he's on his phone, he's like, look, I won the free. And it's like the whole phone is just shattered.
It's a broken screen. That is so fucking real. It's not even funny.
That's what gets me the most every time I watch it.
Look, whatever happened to him? Wasn't he accused of doing some nasty stuff?
Both him and his brother are fairly assholes. But yeah, like I think he did because you know did he win the Oscar? I know he got nominated for Manchester by the Sea, and then he kind of dropped off the planet after that.
Well, let's see what's going on with Casey Affleck.
He's hanging out with what's his name? I forgot his name. Who's the guy we tried to get on the show? What's his name?
What's his name?
21 Jump Street.
Richard Grieco.
Richard Grieco. So I think he's hanging out with Grieco.
Maybe.
Going to Dunkin'.
Hey, you know who's not hanging out? That commercial break. Because it's not hanging out there.
You know who's the only one who laughed at that joke? You.
Well, it also looks like I won the verses. So let's talk about that.
What? I hate to criticize people, but these fucking people. How does a Godfather only get 4 votes?
We told you because you have to own part 3.
Because it only had 2 movies.
Star Wars had 20 votes.
No, right, so what was the final 20
movies is what I'm trying to say.
I have the numbers in front of me. Star Wars 1 with 83, Lord of the Rings with 59, a lot of Back to the Future love in the comments section with 33 votes, and Godfather with only 4 votes. It came in at the last minute. It was at 3 votes there for the longest time. You had 2 for like almost like a week. So
to be honest, I didn't pay attention until today. I saw it. It popped up. I go, okay. I forgot I got to check on that. I didn't care.
I think you would have gotten more votes if you'd picked Toy Story, like we said. But
who cares?
Or Indiana Jones, people.
But Toy Story, there's 4 movies. I disagree.
We
with
were
the
recording
rules.
Last.
I disagree with the rules.
Wednesday, and I told the story about my buddy Dave because he was here and he had left before I finished recording, and I told him the next day that we were talking about him on the show and about how Indiana Jones is coming out with their 4-disc DVD set, and I was busting his balls saying he's going to get paid like $16 for the DVDs, but he to this point he didn't even know. He's like, I'm in the fucking Screen Actors Guild. I had no idea they're coming out with a 4-disc set. He's like, why is my movie in that? He calls it my movie. He goes, Crystal Skull shouldn't be in the trilogy. And that's coming from somebody who is in the fucking movie.
Yeah.
Disowning it completely.
I don't acknowledge it. I don't think I'll ever watch it again. You know, it's just one of
those. I have tried to watch it again just to like, okay, I'm going to give this honest attempt.
That's the last one, right?
Just the Russian. Yeah, 2008.
Yeah. Yeah, and terrible. I would say that the first hour of it feels like an Indiana Jones movie. But yeah. Then somewhere past the library scene.
They lost me at hello.
they lost me at the refrigerator.
The library scene was the point of no return. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. Well, it's just because it made no sense. The whole like returning it and then just like it taking and killing her. And you're like, okay. Yeah. And they just... The refrigerator stuff didn't bother me.
Yeah, that part actually didn't bother me. Yeah.
I mean, people were giving them shit about it. Like,
I give you guys credit for remembering any of it.
Yeah.
I'd be honest with you. You're talking. I'd be like going. I know I saw it, but I'm like going.
Okay, how about the monkey scenes?
The monkey scenes.
Because that is where things get batshit crazy.
I did like the monkey sex scenes. I didn't like that.
And then, like, to me, it was like, you know, like the 3-tier waterfall they go off in the truck.
Yes.
And yet all of them are still in the truck. It's like,
yeah.
There's no way in hell that would happen.
But the line when they say they saw the backside of water, I thought that was pretty cool.
Actually, there's only like a couple of scenes that I thought, like when she throws the big snake at him to get out of the quicksand, that to me felt like Indiana Jones because like just his facial expressions of like freaking out in fear. And like, it's like, okay, that looks like Indiana Jones, you know.
No, that wasn't a snake. That's that guy that you guys always send the picture.
Oh, true. But to me, like one of the things that Indiana Jones is that I think the fourth one, Crystal Skull, really forgot to do is that he's a professor, really at heart. And no matter what he's doing in the original 3 films, even though it's an action film, he's still teaching the audience along the way. You know, whether it's Marion or where it's a Short Round or somebody, he is teaching something along the way. And this one, I never felt that. Like, he was just like a side character in his own movie.
He was teaching me how to sleep.
Yeah.
I think I did fall asleep in the movie. I don't think I watched it in the theater. I thought I watched it on TV, cable, whatever it was back then.
So, a lot of people were rooting for Back to the Future. And I know that
had a choice, I would have picked Back to the Future because it's a true trilogy, number one. But it's the best of the best of the lot.
You've never seen Lord of the Rings, nor The Princess Bride.
I've seen one and a half episodes. Hold on a second. I've seen 1.5 episodes of Lord of the Rings. I fell asleep through the second one.
To quote Elf, you sit on a throne of lies.
Then he threw a snake at him to save him from the quicksand. I know.
I personally would have voted for Lord of the Rings, even though I'm a big, huge Star Wars fan. So
Star Wars has, again, I listed it as the original trilogy. We should go back and allow Matt to pick his grandma's cookies. I mean, because there were no rules in this stupid trilogy thing. So anyway, I'll back you up next time, Matt, on the cookie thing.
I'm not sure how I came out ahead of this, but I'm taking that as a win.
Because it was a stupid argument by you in the first place. So this was we had stupid rules last time. So I'll just vote for you.
I was actually bringing them up at the beginning because I wanted to know, like, what do we count as a trilogy? Because I disagreed
with the rules. So,
but there are certain movies, as we even talked about in the bonus episode, like the Captain America trilogy, mm-hmm. that exist within this larger scale of swirling movies. Mm-hmm. So, but you know, you can't James Bond. It's like, how do you pick three James Bond that would actually even work together?
Exactly.
But James Bond is kind of he's more, I don't know, like, he's James Bond. It's kind of its own.
I think the next Indiana Jones should be a UPS driver. The whole setup, the whole thing is he's just throwing packages out of a moving truck and breaking them because he doesn't care. Something like that. Wouldn't that be more exciting than the Crystal Skull?
JP, this was hilarious the first time you said it. Still rings true. Love it. I actually thought about this joke later. You should be on this show writing jokes. So
Matt Treese brings up a good point about the Coronado trilogy, which I thought of, but because I love the first two, but I don't like the third one, which is
what's his name?
Shaun of the Dead, Hot Fuzz, and then The World's End. Which, you know, they're not three related, but it is considered a trilogy.
Hot Fuzz Sunday. This might be.
If you've never seen Hot Fuzz, you should.
Yeah,
like you like cop shows.
Shaun of the Dead and Hot Fuzz are awesome.
Yeah,
I don't think I've seen Hot Fuzz.
I would agree maybe with you. The third movie isn't as strong.
It's not like I get what they were trying to do with it.
Yeah,
you know, like, and you know, but it just doesn't quite, because like to me, Shaun of the Dead, the first time I watched it, I was like, oh, that's pretty good. The more times I watched Shaun of the Dead, the more I loved it, because there's so many things hidden and jokes mm-hmm. that you are not privy to the first few times you watch it, and then it just gets funnier and funnier the more you watch it. And Hot Fuzz is that way too, to an extent.
All right, along the line of these movies, I'm going to read a description of a upcoming show, and I want you guys to guess.
Is this related to Shaun of the Dead or Hot Fuzz at all?
Nope.
No.
Okay, I just want to say one thing though to Nick is that the fact that those two movies also have a pace to them that the third movie doesn't have. So
true.
Yeah, all right. Anyway, Chris, go ahead.
We have an audience, Matt.
A lot.
You said I just want to.
You've got this leftovers background. You're in the past, man. Give it the time.
You said I just have one thing to say to Nick. I said, well, there's Chris and I are standing here.
Well, I'm
just people in the chat.
So this is loosely based on our conversation, but I'm going to read the synopsis of this upcoming.
Oh, he's got too much. He's got too much.
I want to read the synopsis of this upcoming show that's coming out and see if you guys can guess what show it is. So the new series will reportedly feature a new main character, Jess Morales, a 21-year-old dreamer who will uncover her mysterious family history and recover lost treasure.
Oh,
the show will be set to be directed by Mira Nair. It's also set to examine the issues of identity, community, historical authorship, and patriotism.
Wait, is this a show that's out right now?
Nope, it's just got greenlit, and it's going to have a 10-episode series.
How the fuck are we supposed to know that?
It's either Carmen Sandiego.
You're supposed to guess. Explorer. That's why I was reading the synopsis, and tell me if you think you know what the show is.
I am guessing. It's either Dora the Explorer or Carmen Sandiego.
It is an adaptation of a movie.
A movie?
A trilogy, I think.
Indiana
Jones. Are they doing another Lara Croft reboot?
You're not far off with Indiana Jones, but it's not Indiana Jones.
I really wasn't fucking paying attention.
Brubaker. I don't know. Just trying to think of another.
How can you not be far off of Indiana Jones, but not be Indiana Jones?
Matt Treese knows. He saw this news.
Oh, the pyramid, the Egyptian movies with
The Mummy.
The Mummy?
The Mummy.
Nope. Yeah.
Mummy. Mummies, Mummies Hauser.
Romancing right. the Stone.
Mummies. The Mummy. Romancing the Stone's a good guess, yeah.
It's a great guess. Also, great movies. And Jewel of the Nile as well. It is the Disney Plus produced 10-episode series of National Treasure.
That's what I was trying to think of.
Okay. Yeah, it's already a veto for me. No Nick Cage. So
no Nick Cage.
If there's no Nick Cage running, I don't want to see it.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right. I'm already vetoing it.
He's the funniest runner you've ever seen in your life.
Natalie Portman also funny.
Well, Jay
and Jay. Bad too. Natalie Portman does not move her arms. Watch her in any movie when she runs, her arms are just straight out. She never moves them.
She's kind of like
Raquel Welch.
That's why she couldn't get away from Anakin at the end of Revenge of the Sith. She's like, Anakin! She's like a little penguin running around. Yeah.
When my daughter was playing high school soccer, she used to have a person on her team that didn't move her arms when she ran, and she ran, and she was like the worst player on the team.
That's not nice.
Well, you couldn't help but tell she was worth it.
I mean, we can make fun of Natalie Portman all we want, but that girl...
I didn't say who she was.
Have y'all seen any of the pictures of Natalie Portman? It was
Marlo Thomas.
Have y'all seen any recent pictures?
You said that girl.
Natalie Portman, because she's the new Thor, Lady Thor, she has put on some freaking muscle. Like, for someone who's always been a petite little Audrey Hepburn, like now you can see like her arms are kind of cut and jacked. You're like, whoa. I haven't seen it. It's just weird.
How does she do it if she doesn't move her arms? How does she get her arms?
I mean, she went to the trash. There's a few leaked photos online like a week or two ago from the set, and you can see like the definition in her biceps, and you're just like,
it's Photoshop.
It could be, but
National Trophy wife.
Who said that?
They only made two National Treasure movies, didn't they? They should have made a third.
The first one was really good.
Yeah,
they're both awesome.
Yeah. Hey, we had paper. We had paper in one of those movies. So they called the movie production company called our company and needed paper.
Can you fry us up a couple dolphins?
I'm trying to remember.
I think it was for National Treasure 2.
You had the Constitution?
I don't know what I can't remember what paper we sent them because I came in.
Are we endorsing people stealing the Constitution though? I think we've already kind of.
It's on animal skin though, so that makes sense. You know,
burned and disgraced the Constitution, so we can move on from that. My son's learning about the Declaration of Independence right now in school, and so it's kind of interesting because we keep giving him these like little quizzes and asking him. He's learning.
How am I not in this movie?
Never mind.
That's my impression.
No, that's Nick good. So the other day I had shared a picture on Instagram of all four of us as though we were actors. I basically Google searched like famous actors that have won an Oscar.
I don't remember seeing that.
Well, check our Instagram. It's RCAD Cast. You can do that.
You can't just pop it up.
I was trying to figure out who was who.
Who was who? So I had Nicolas Cage, and Chris Cooper, Jack Nicholson,
that makes sense.
Matthew McConaughey. Because right. I was doing first names who won Oscars. Like,
who's hold on a second. Wait, you had Nick Cage.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Jack Nicholson. Chris Cooper. Chris Cooper.
Who won for Adaptation, which Nicolas Cage was also in.
So you
can you think of good, another famous
guy? So somehow you got the good looking guy.
I don't know how that. Who other Matthews are there? There's no Matthew Modine winning an Oscar or Matthew. Jack Nicholson won for. One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. That's his first win, as you know. So you got young Jack in his prime.
Did he win twice for? I know he won for best actor for One Flew Over the Cuckoo's. But did he win for that more than once? Because I know he won for supporting. But did he win? I think he only won it for once for the
supporting. Supporting was in was that movie with
A Few Good Men, I think.
Was it A Few Good Men? I thought it was the other movie he was in, where he plays the astronaut with Shirley MacLaine and what's her name? She was in
Oh, Officer as good as it gets. Yeah, JP's. Yeah, you forget it, but he's good as it gets.
Too much Nicolas Cage in this. It's Nick Cage, John. Jeez.
He was nominated several times.
Terms of Endearment. Yeah. That's what I was. Terms of Endearment. Thank you, Matt.
I was looking
Matthew
up
McConaughey.
I was looking up the other ones where he basically was nominated, but
I said lost. Shirley MacLaine, and from this life, not her other past lives.
Okay.
Oh, you don't know that she wrote a book saying about her past lives and how she'd been reincarnated and.
No, Jesus no, but that's Christ. That's cool. You're anti reincarnation, I take it.
I'm not anti reincarnation.
Well, it's because he's been living the same life over and over and over again.
God hates me because that is a belief in some cultures. That's what I say.
We're doomed to repeat this life.
I'm God's video game, and he has lots of quarters.
God help me if I have to podcast with you again next time around.
No, you don't have to. It's not Russia. Do whatever you want. This isn't Russia, is it? Caddyshack.
Oh, right.
Oh my God.
We don't have every line memorized, Jack. I mean, we're pretty good.
It's Caddyshack.
Yeah, but you still haven't seen Princess Bride. Exactly. Come back to the show when you've seen
it. All right, Caddyshack is better than Princess Bride.
Have fun storming the castle.
What are you looking at, Chris?
You're kind of
doing a deep dive.
Randy went McLean Stevenson. Where do we get?
We're just shouting out random actors' names now, looking for verses.
But they had to be in a trilogy with at least 10 movies.
Oh, come on! It was. I just was discussing this before we started the verses last week. It's not my fault that I won.
You know, and can we go in a different direction here? Because I have a serious topic I want to talk about.
Oh shit!
Well, I see you have the cat back there, and I was cleaning up our cat litter box the other day, and I said, should we, as far as global, you know, going green and stuff like that, should we get rid of all the cats? I mean, I'm not saying that we should go kill all the cats, but
he's cat juggling people.
I made the jerk. I've heard of this.
I think that's why a lot of people encourage to spay and neuter as much as possible, because exactly. We have to bring down the population of cats.
Well,
we're all after cats.
People are all after cows because they fart.
Right.
Right. Okay. So with these cats, I'm like, and I'm throwing out this cat litter going, man, I go, we got pellets though, so they last longer than actual litter. But I'm like going, these cats are destroying the earth. We should get rid of cats. Just throwing it out there.
Two thoughts before we destroy all cats. One, we teach them how to actually just go to the bathroom on a normal toilet.
Have you dealt with a cat?
Yes, I have. Jesus, this is like the most asinine remark you could make right now, man.
If you follow my mom on Facebook, and I'm sure you all do, she adopted cats. Oh. She was never a cat person, but she adopted these cats. She thought they were dying outside, and because the weather gets so harsh in San Diego, sometimes the snow is so thick, it just, you know, the cats can't find food. So anyway, a cat swatted her the other day. I was talking to her. She goes, "Why would a cat?" I go, "Because cats are assholes. Cats are assholes." Yeah, my mom is Betty White. I'll tell her you said that. So Chris is on the list with my wife, and you're on the list with my mom. I'm telling you right now, it's safer to be. My mom is crazy. She'll kill you. Just saying. Anyway, but going back to the cats. I mean, am I right? Should we eliminate the cats?
They do kill a lot of birds.
Yeah, we like birds, right? Birds are good for us.
Right. I mean, they are basically hunting birds to extinction. No, the thing is just to spay and neuter as many cats as possible and bring down the population.
All right, Bob Barker. I got it.
And Betty White. Thank you very much. Your mom.
See, I have no love for cats. Like,
I have no idea what Chris said after that moment. It was like he disappeared.
So the big difference, the huge difference between cats and a dog is that let's say you're at home and you drop dead in your house, that dog is gonna sit and lay next to you until someone comes to help.
We all saw Lost. You don't do.
Or if you're a cat, that motherfucker is gonna eat you the second you're dead.
Well, first he's going to pee on you.
Yes.
He's going to pee and shit on you.
True.
Like several times. And then when he needs food, he's going to start nibbling on you.
Mm-hmm. Then you get 9 lives like Catwoman.
Yeah. Yeah.
What's Kim saying TNR? What's TNR?
Do not resuscitate.
Oh.
With a T.
Whoa. I thought it was
do not resuscitate. Tits in rump.
Thou need resuscitation. To not resuscitate.
Tits and
rectum. To not resuscitate.
Tits and rumps.
Did you say tits and rectum?
Yeah.
Trap.
Oh,
trap.
Oh, wow.
Actually, trap, neuter, return. That's what happened to me.
Trap, neuter, return. Thanks for spilling it out. It
sounds like a new dance move. The trap, neuter, return.
Trap, neuter, return. It's got all people on the dance floor.
You should send your videos of you doing the trap, neuter, return dance, whatever you might think it is, and send it to it our Ramblecast or RCADcast at gmail.com.
Just post on Facebook. We'll see
it there.
So, this kind of brings the podcast full circle, because earlier I was talking about clipping ears, and that's one of the things that they'll do. You know, is they'll trap.
I don't think clipping the ears is going to stop them from having babies.
No,
I don't think you were paying attention during sex ed.
No, they clip the ears so that they know, oh, this one's already been neutered. I don't need to take its guts out and like spend all that time, because a lot of this stuff is.
But then you would have cats going, hey, cut my ear. Cut me, Mick. Cut my ear. Cut my ear.
Sure.
I don't want to be neutered. Cut me. Because cats are clever. They're smart. They know what's going down. Right?
I'm just going to change my background off the cat.
Hey, try neutering this guy, the guy behind me. I don't think that's going to happen.
Which is?
That's why he's punching the wall.
Dance Revolution. Thanks, Randy, for spelling out what DDR stands for. I was kind of confused.
Wow, this is the episode in which Matt live shits on our fans in the chat today.
It wasn't a live shit. I really
like you have just literally squeezed two off on the chat.
Yeah, let me talk to Nick and the rest of you listening to this podcast.
Yeah, JP, thanks for telling your joke again. And
JP, JP, join us next week for that stupid. Can you listen to it again?
No, that's
how
that's,
is he the number one favorite? You hate everybody.
No, I was being earnest. That's why I was like,
I was being.
I was like thinking, if there's any sarcasm in my voice, it's directed at that guy down there.
Why so. Me?
Because you think why you? I don't know.
I didn't do anything.
No,
does Mauser have his ears clipped?
He does not. But he does have a little tattoo of a nose right by his.
I got one.
I got one, and I'm coming for it again. No, he's sweet. He was doing tricks earlier today
he's
with
sweet.
Me. He is. He is sweet. I was holding up treats for him.
I wish I had more just like him.
And he was just kind of nibbling right out of my hand. It was cute. So.
Yeah, it's springtime here, so all the rabbits are coming out. That's what I've been doing. Just kind of sitting on the porch, and they're because they're so skittish and scared.
Shooting them,
huh?
You shooting rabbits?
Yeah, I kind of just throw carrots at them and lettuce
kill
and stuff.
Kill the rabbit. We used to have a lot of rabbits around here, but then we have a lot of vultures.
Yeah, well, I thought it was funny because like they're the same color as the gravel that I parked the truck in, so they kind of feel safe because they blend in.
But so sometimes you're like going, why is my gravel so soft?
I was like, yeah, that was a big boulder.
this driveway is really fluffy.
Yeah. Well, you think that they're a dumb animal, but like it's interesting. Like I definitely have seen like a hawk fly over and then they'll just all, because they can see it. You don't think they would be able to see up like that, but yeah.
Well, I've been telling the vultures and the hawks, hey, come back for snake season. Okay. I just get rid of those guys. I don't like snakes.
Have you checked out the new Bugs Bunny on HBO yet?
I have not, no.
Didn't know there was a new Bugs Bunny.
Yeah, well, yeah.
He's talked about it 100 times.
Twice.
I think, listened to you, Matt.
I think that was when he was like, I'm just here talking to Jack, and then he tuned him out.
Chris is muted, so, and I didn't do it. I know I didn't mute you.
Has he been talking? No,
I didn't say you did. I said, oh,
it looked
fuck,
like you said, it looked like you were like, fuck you. Like, and it was like, whoa.
Fuck you, Matt.
Matt, you're an angry little elf tonight.
Yeah. Those pain meds are wearing.
Don't call me an elf.
Oh, I wish I had some pain meds.
You want some?
No. I could. I actually have.
All you gotta do is show your vaccine card.
Yeah. No, I seriously, it's Brioxy. It's actually easier for me to go down to my CVS and get my.
In Mexico, they give you free crack if you.
I can get my pain meds easier than I can get weed in my state. So, you know, there's that. But I don't want the
pain. Herein lies the problem.
Yeah, I know.
Fuck you, Lori. I'm just repeating what Randy said. I had someone bring me a gummy. What's those Sour Patch Kids? Mm. They had them in gummy form.
Oh, yeah.
So mm-hmm. I split it in half, though. I didn't want to go the 100 milligrams. They told me to do the 100 milligrams. I said, no.
You split a what?
I split it in half.
Yeah, no. Oh, wait, so you had 50?
Are you sure it was 100 and not 10?
Yeah. When did you take it?
Well, I took it one yesterday. I took one about 2.5 hours ago.
How are you not fucked up right now?
I don't know if it was. Maybe it was 10. I don't.
Yeah, 10, no, 10 makes sense.
What, even 10, like a 5 milligram gummy, it'll make you feel good.
Yeah.
But they have a supplier, and is this a good price though? Because they get a discount because they're frequent shoppers. $16 for 6 gummies.
At 100 milligrams? Absolutely. I'd
have to find out if it's 100 milligrams. I don't know.
So that's actually 16 for how many? 16?
It was 6.
Oh, 16 for 6. It's not 6. Terrible. I mean, I'll buy a 20-pack, and they're $40.
Yeah, I thought we got a better deal in California, allegedly.
Yeah.
We brought them back here. But
yeah, I mean, like, you know, $30 to $40 for like a 20 pack of 5 milligrams is about the right price.
It did knock out the pain a little bit. So it was like, it did kind of work. But I didn't want to be all, I still have bad memories of what's his name, Drake the Destroyer. So.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can tell you right now.
And that's not just from hamburger making.
It definitely was not 100 milligram gummy, because if you had 150 milligrams, you would be taking your ass. You'd be on your ass.
It must be 10 milligrams. It was the person that was telling me this, I don't think actually knew, because he'd bring it for
some. I'm giving you 100 cc's.
I don't. Stand back.
Because I have to take at least 10 or 15 to even feel anything. So
yeah, but you're a professional stoner. So
are you? I don't know. I never knew.
You hung out with David Crosby.
Nick's like, let's go, dude.
I've told you that story before. Like the last time. Well, no, I mean I have gummy. Yeah,
the last time. Like I'm so. How are you going to remember? Because you're smoking all this.
I told you about the time I went to Santa Barbara because a guy had an extra ticket for. Yeah, really. 220, 221. What's the difference?
The funny thing is, everybody who's listening to this show right now, who either smokes or eats edibles in their free time, heard you say that and just said, "What the fuck?"
Like all three of us as visual faces, like, wait, I'm doing the math. I'm like,
to be fair, at least I'm speaking to the listeners and not just Nick.
I was going along with what Nick said. I mean, he might not listen to everything I say. And
no, you really said, I'm going to talk to Nick.
I did. Because
all right, so stop talking. Anyway, go ahead, Nick. I'm sorry they interrupted you. Go ahead and finish.
I just was amazed that Matt must have not been listening to me all the times I've talked about gummies. I mean, we literally had a conversation last week about drug use.
Matt only listens to himself.
That's probably true.
I had told that story a while back, like when I was still in LA, a guy had an extra ticket to a Jackson Browne concert up in Santa Barbara. I was like,
I never listened to the Nick in LA stories.
Oh, okay. Well, like, I drove up there and he had snacks. He had like this really nice hotel room. He was like, and he had like, you know, pretzels and all that. And he had a bowl of gummies there. And I was like, and I love gummies. So I just started eating these things. And he's like, how many of those gummies did you eat? I was like, I don't know, like, because they were big ones. And he's like, I don't know, probably 4 of them. He goes, those are THC.
Like, that'll be $175. Thanks.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. I was like, well, this is going to be a good show. Better call Cap.
Jackson Brown's never been better. Yeah. Also, on the Sunday, we had this same person gave me they had this like pin. You probably have it, Chris, where you press the button and inhale it. Whatever it is.
A dab.
And so one of my grandkids was goofing around, said, I want to say goodbye to Papa and give him a hug. So he runs away. So I said, all right, they were getting the car to drive away. I took a big, they said, no, take a big hit of it and hold it in. Well, then, of course, the grandkid wants to say hello to me.
Yeah.
Goodbye. And I have the smoke in my, I'm trying to hold it. And then, so of course, then I'm coughing and gagging after they leave. And so the people that were driving away saw it. They were like, everyone was laughing at me as I'm coughing and gagging and almost dying. And they said, what's wrong? Well, I didn't want to show smoke coming out of my mouth in front of my grandkid. That's old enough to know there's smoke coming out of my, you know.
It's very responsible. Pop
made a funny.
Yeah. So anyway, I almost died from that too. But anyway. And then I had that whole burnt thing, and you know, because it's like. Anyway. I think we should do a show one time we're all on the edibles.
Who says that we aren't?
They think Matt forgets so much.
It's like that, like the episode of
we're on the same level here.
Like this, that episode of The Office where Dwight has found a half a joint on the ground.
Oh yeah, that's right.
And then Jim starts going, it's a memory loss drug. How do we know he's going back?
Oh, I love that. I love that story where he's like, how do we know that you didn't?
And I almost listened to the ladies of the office.
But you didn't.
I got it set up. I'm ready to go. But
all right.
Because I want to listen to the
dinner
party one, because that episode is so goddamn funny.
And that's actually one of their longer episodes. Usually they're just about an hour, which is what we usually are.
How long are they?
They're usually about an hour, but that one's, I think, an hour 40. So.
Thing is, that Jack, that's completely see-through right now. So,
yeah, I don't know what you're showing us there, Jack, but thanks.
I know. I'm leaving for the imagination.
That's going to be one heck of a Photoshop right there. Yeah.
Again, Chris, we're missing
just
your
best. Don't take a drink while moving your camera down, because that would look very ominous.
Yeah, the incredible.
Wait, how do I get him in there? I'm going jogging.
It's like a baby holding an apple.
Did I say?
Nick's like, did I stumble into the wrong podcast?
What just happened here? I'm just trying to come up with names.
Shit, my head hurts so much. It's not even funny.
Is Mass Richter an insult? Does that work? Okay, go ahead, Nick.
Oh, then did I mention I went and watched The Courier? That was a pretty good film.
The Curry?
The Courier. It's with Benedict Cumberbatch.
The Curry Carrier?
The Curry Carrier. Yeah, it's
Courier?
No, Courier.
I'm not saying anything about your accent at all. That is not an insult.
Sure. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I wouldn't. What?
There's Nick. There's Matt assaulting the South.
Just constantly, yeah.
Here he goes. Fuck the South. Why don't you say fuck the South, Matt?
Oh, I'm glad he left. Yeah. Fucker.
Now the ratings are going to go up for at least a few minutes.
It was pretty good. Pretty good film. I mean, if you liked Bridge of Spies with Tom Hanks, it's kind of the same vein.
That's a good movie.
It's kind of the same vein. Takes place in 1961.
I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, and he's a London based salesman, and he does international trade. And the MI6 and the CIA approach him about spanning out to Moscow because he'd been working in Eastern Europe. And basically, he's just a courier for intelligence from Russia to, you know, the Allies. And it's based on a true story. It's pretty good. Pretty good film. You got time.
I might check that out. Add it to my long list.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
So what's the title of this podcast? I Only Talk to Nick?
No, I talked to the rest of you guys.
I wrote down so far.
Hold on. You talked at the rest of us, actually, Matt.
Yeah.
You didn't talk to us. You talked at us.
You talked down to us is what really.
Well, he is the host. He's the Bob Barker of the show.
I did come on here ready to just spar.
Spar. Yeah, you're officially old. I came on here to spar.
I want a battle of words and wits, my friends. Tell me, what have you of this corona?
You ain't been thirsty since you won that belt.
There was one thing I wanted to say earlier, but I didn't get a chance. We went to
Shut up. How did you not have a chance?
Damn. Did anybody mention that I won the verses this week?
Yeah, anyway,
I'm sure Nick heard you.
So we went to the mall of all places this week. It was actually over the weekend. My daughter.
Was it the 80s?
You know what? Let me just tell my story.
I'm just saying, we went to the mall.
You know
nobody
what?
Nobody fucking bragged about that since the 80s. I'm just going to say that. Am I wrong?
I sat through your conversation of whatever that was about.
About killing cats.
Pie from his grandkids. Candy store.
About saving the earth.
It was something about hugging your grandkids.
Or about vaping weed while giving a hug to your grandson.
Something about that.
To be fair, it wasn't a hug. I just waved goodbye.
I am ready to talk about my story. COVID.
Let's go to the mall.
It was weird. What it was weird so little backstory here. My daughter, she's been saving like birthday money.
They got auntie pretzels. Check it
Christmas
out.
Money. She's been saving like pretzels. Allowance money. She's been saving all this money. There's a Lego set that she wants. Mm-hmm. It's basically a retired set, so you can't find it on Amazon for it's super expensive already on Amazon. They're trying to bleed people dry, and the Lego store doesn't have it, but they like online you can't buy it through the Lego website or whatever.
What set is this, sir?
It was the modular set that I sent.
Oh, the modular, the building.
Can I ask a question? Serious question.
Okay, yeah. Sure.
Why did you go to the mall if you can't get it at the Lego store?
Sometimes you'll have them at Target and other places.
Because basically they have it in store, but you can't buy it online. It's only in store. You have to go into the store to do it. So it's one of those moments where it actually like forced us to like, okay, can you hold it there? We'll drive up to get it because it's like this.
So they can't mail it to you because they hate.
You can't order. You can't order it directly.
They're pro COVID fans.
The store has their own stock, right? Mm. And you can't order it through that store. You can order stuff online and that's a warehouse, but the actual physical store, that's what they have on hand and you can only buy it.
All right. I will be quiet because Kim wants to hear the daughter's Lego set story. So since since Kim wants to hear it, we'll be quiet.
Okay. So again, it was my daughter's, she recently had a birthday. So she wanted to get this Lego set. It's the first expert build. It's like a multi-building kind of thing. It's a mm-hmm. bookstore right up my daughter's alley, all of these things. Mm-hmm.
Why she wanted it? Because the bookstore? Because it was the bookstore one?
Yeah. She liked the bookstore. She looked at some of the different things.
Kim wants to hear the Lego story. You're not supposed to interrupt.
Kim's actually giving a heart and a Lego thing on. So
back off, Nick.
so we decide, okay, we'll drive up. We'll get this. Not knowing what the mall scene was like, because we haven't stepped into a mall in forever. I mean, like, this is like an entire year of like COVID. Like we don't go into malls. We go into the mall and it's insane. Yeah, seriously. Like it is another world going into the mall. It was, what baffles my mind. And I wish I would have my wife and I were like, we wish we would have taken video of this. There were at least 50 people. So did we lose Jack? Like seriously lose him? Like he disappeared.
But we gained the leftovers.
Jack, are you okay? Okay.
you really, I have your wife's number on texting here. So, I got to jump in. But the Lego story almost got interrupted even more. So anyway, We drive up. The mall was insane. It was like spring break. Nobody's like half the people are wearing masks, even though there's still the mandate going on. They don't care. 50 people walking past you. The Lego store is limited because they're only going to allow like 15 people in that store at a time. So there's definitely a line. And I'm like, okay, this is what we're doing. But I mean, like as we're standing there, like it's just like person after person after person. I mean, we stand there for like at least 10 minutes just trying to get in. What I don't understand is how the mall could operate at this capacity indoor with this many people. But yet, like Walt Disney World can't open up to like just people like on, like it just, I have no idea what's going on in the visual chat here. So anyway, it was pretty crazy. Like as far as I think also just a year of the pandemic and not being around. I know Chris works in a mall, so you're probably a little bit more attuned to like that outdoor level.
It's an outdoor mall. It's a little bit different.
So this has an indoor aisle way where it is just a traffic flow one way, a traffic flow the other way. And like my wife, she was like, I counted at least 50 people in a minute that just like walked by us.
Okay. I thought they were talking about Legos here.
We are.
Just fucking. You lost Kim. Kim went to bed.
Kim
was waiting to hear the Lego story.
Yeah. She
wrap it up.
I'll wrap it up.
Lego's code for another fucking COVID story. But go ahead.
We get into the Lego store after a really long wait. It's like Disney World to us because it's like, this is so cool. Like all of the sets that they have on display. The only thing that sucks right now is that they used to have the Build-A-Figure thing. They have all of that, like basically, like they don't want people touching it. And you used to be able to just kind of also pick and scoop up pick a parts kind of. They still have where you can pick parts, but you have to kind of like say like, hey, I want some of this or I want some of this, and they actually like use a scoop or something like that. So
if you go on and sneeze on it, do they discount the Legos?
No, it was a really cool experience. No. It was a really cool experience. Very unique. They have so many different unique sets there. And then, of course, right now, like with Lego and Easter, if you spend over like $50 or whatever, you get this like cool little Easter bunny carrot kind of, you know. And so, of course, my daughter spending her huge allowance, you know, or her savings of what she saved up. And by the way, this isn't her whole savings. She's got a whole other thing for college that she saves for. So
nobody's judging.
No, I'm just very proud of her that she's like actually still has like money that she saved back for college. Like I thought that was like her whole piggy bank, but then she broke it out today and she's like, okay, I want to deposit this much into my, I'm like, oh, okay, you go. So anyway, she got this set. She brought it home. She went crazy on it. It was her first like actual large Lego build, and it killed her brother the entire time because her brother, who's 3 years younger, has to just watch every grueling minute. Just like, come, why are you taking so slow? Like, you know, and he's just like, finish it, you know. And he's just like,
is he faster at the Lego building than?
No, it's just the fact that he can't do it. And he wants to get in there and do it. You know, it's just like it's watching somebody else like drive a Porsche or something. You're like, can I just step inside the thing and do the thing?
And she says, no.
No. After an entire day, actually 2 days, because she worked on it on Saturday night and then she worked on it all day Sunday. After like dealing with her brother for that long, she finally relinquished and was like, you can build the Easter bunny carrot thing.
Oh, the bonus.
Wah, wah. She like gave that to him. And he's just like, oh, just like goes through that thing.
To be 5 minutes.
John says, Kim says this is the best Lego story she's ever heard.
I think
John's fucking with you. I'm just saying. Just saying.
A little bit. All right. Well, sorry, I didn't have anything more to add to it.
No.
The mall was actually like the big part of it that we were just kind of blown away by because
because people think it's over.
Well, and I mean to think that like in downtown Indianapolis right now, I know of a place that had just opened up. They were being very strict with their COVID regulations, and because NCAA is going on, and the location of where they're at in downtown Indianapolis.
Is it close to Broad? What was that place?
No, it's not close to Broad Nipple. Nipple, that's right. But But because of its proximity to downtown and the NCAA is going on right now. And by the way, that is why our governor is waiting until April 6th to lift the mask ban, is because he's basically waiting until NCAA is over.
Well, there's not many people at the games, right?
I guess not. But anyway, this restaurant that just opened up, and it's a really cool facility, you know, they got cited for this COVID, you know, like basically being in violation of the health and safety laws. But here we have this mall where it's like literally just chaos. It's just anarchy. There's no regulation on how many people are in that building at one time. It's like, I would have felt safer at Disneyland.
That's what people in California are all pissed off about, because it just seems like the restaurants get just hammered and get forced closed down. But there's all this other crap going on. They're like, well, how can I'm getting closed? And you know, all these small restaurants are going out of business. That's why they're recalling the governor. Because the rule, and you know, he's been out twice to a expensive restaurant with a bunch of people, his group, without wearing a mask. So anyway, Newsom is the governor of California.
Yeah.
I don't know. John would know. They're from that loser state. But so that's why he's being recalled, because the rules are so inconsistent.
Back to Lego.
Sherry loves the broad ripple area.
There's one coming out, Matt. You might be interested in. I think next month, because you know, one year just got the mod. There's a new modeler every January, every May there is a new Star Wars collector series, and this year last year was the A-wing, the big A-wing. This year it's going to be an Imperial probe droid, it's a better scale.
Oh,
so wow. It's a neat another series that people like to collect.
I am, and I do like the more expert level and some of the detail Lego sets that I saw. The one that I saw there that I just thought was really cool, I think I even mentioned it to you, Nick, but was the Ghostbusters Ecto-1.
Oh, the big one, yeah.
One. And it's a larger one. It's got a lot of detail, and you know, it's not one that would fit minifigs. It's a little bit more.
That's usually why I hold off on those, because like if it can't fit the minifigs or it's too big for the minifigs, I kind of go, because then it just takes up space.
Right.
Whereas in the original Ecto-1, you know, it's this. So it fits along with the streets and all the buildings, and you're like, oh, I like that one. No.
My son really wants to get my wife a Lego set for her birthday, because her birthday is actually this Friday. And, you know, Maggie had her, you know, Lego thing, and he's got his Lego thing, and he's like, I want to get mom a Lego set. So I was like, all right. So I looked online, and she likes Friends, and there's a Friends Lego set. And I was like, that seems like a pretty good, you know, like fun mom thing.
Does she like Legos?
You mean the Friends, the TV series, not the Friends, the series. Yeah.
Correct. Okay. Friends, the TV series.
And you know, the thing is that someone actually, which I bought, there's, you know, there's always a Chinese company that makes Lego knockoff. And so someone had for real. Yeah, I'll open in the brewery for you.
I was waiting to talk to my man, Nick. Am I right?
Yeah.
Well, you already said it like 2 minutes ago. Hey, Nick.
So my issue with the Friends set, though, is that it's only half of the coffee shop, you know? And somebody went ahead and made the whole building, and then – so the first level is the coffee shop. The second level is the apartment, and the third level is the roof.
Is there a Gunther?
That's cool.
Yeah, and
is
so
there, is yes, there is a Gunther. Gunther.
Right. Yeah, there's a Gunther. Yeah,
Gunther comes with
the coffee with the set. Shop. You get all the Friends and Gunther. Yeah, and
you gotta have Gunther. Yeah. Shouldn't Gunther and Rachel have hooked up?
No.
Oh, because Gunther's bald. Okay.
No, that's not why. But
I mean, there was a lot of really nice, funny bits throughout that series with that, because you know he loves her from the minute he sees her, and then that one flashback episode where she's like, I'll just make out with anyone that shows interest right now. Yeah. You know, then he starts to run towards her, and then he falls down, and someone else speaks up, and she's like, there's a lot of good ones with
him. Randy, I don't know if there's a laugh track, but good call. So
I think it was filmed before a live studio audience with a laugh track.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know what is also filmed in front of a live studio audience? This show, right here. Well,
we're not going to have any audience next week after you've bashed them all.
I didn't bash them all. It was all, I mean.
Two people.
I was calling them out like a, yo, man.
you were calling them out. Yeah, that's great.
On that
I'm sorry, Maggie, that you let me apologize that your pick for San Diego State all the way didn't pan out.
Oh yeah, Maggie.
I'm not like some of those people. I don't get mad at, you know, I root for the college team, but if they don't win, I don't sit there and bash these kids like they're being paid. You know, it's not like they're playing for Kentucky or Duke or something like that where they're actually being paid. You know, some of these schools, they actually are student athletes. So I don't bash them. Just saying. Or Tennessee.
Yeah, I had a few coworkers that put Tennessee in their bracket for like get to the Sweet 16. It's like wah wah.
Does anyone that does the brackets, do they still have? My bracket was just destroyed. I don't think I have any teams left, to be honest with you.
Well, I think a lot of, you know, I mean, there's been years in the past. I know that where some of the number one seeds went really far. You know.
Yeah, but, not this year.
Yeah, not this year. I just muted myself because I was hearing something. So.
Well, Chris has been quiet for like the last half hour. I mean, those edibles didn't do shit.
How did your live show go today, Matt?
Oh, you mean the Dolphin Papers thing? Is that what you're talking about?
Oh, I was going to join it, but then my grandkids started bugging me. So
that was yesterday.
Oh, was it yesterday?
And anytime you see stuff with Dolphin Papers, it's usually my wife trying to help out. So,
would you have like a Facebook Live type thing? Is that what you were doing?
It was just an Instagram kind of live event where we had people kind of watching.
So I could have gone in there and asked any question I wanted.
You could have asked some questions. I don't know if Denise would have responded to you, but I did tell her that you usually ask, "Is the paper made from dolphins?" So.
I was still looking forward to doing it, but my grandkids were just driving me crazy yesterday, and I go, God damn, I missed the damn dolphin paper thing.
I'll tell Denise. So she's just really trying to help out with some things.
Well, that's nice, and I want to help out too by asking important questions.
It's weird, even though I'm on the podcast, I just don't. Sometimes I don't get around to doing all of the other. You know, because running a social media thing anywhere, you know, whether it's Owen and Brews or RCAD or, you know, Jay and Jack, it's just like
it's tough keeping those five listeners for Owen and Brews happy.
I'm just saying that like a week goes by and then you know.
Who are you?
And they're us.
If we weren't recording this show, we would be recording Owen and Brews. So, and I don't even want to go into like.
Randy says there's three number one teams still in the tournament. Who gives a fuck? Anyway.
Well, who's shitting on the listeners now? Thanks, Jack.
No, I'm shitting on the NCAA.
No, it seemed like it was Randy.
No, I wouldn't shit on Randy. I like Randy.
Okay. Well, who I'm not going to
like
shit
you.
On.
I'm not a hater.
How many Ys are in Randy?
One.
It's a trick question.
There's two T's, so he's a solid. I'm going
I was
to just.
Being, I was being subtle, Matt.
You
just
money.
Fucking dropped the bomb.
Come on, it's not like we had a versus. All right, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this show here so that we.
I'm not cleaning up your mess on that one.
There is no mess.
Oh yeah, yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I'd like to thank everybody that joined us live, even if they're confused by what just happened.
How about How about we don't thank John?
No, I want to thank everybody that joined us.
Let's don't thank the FedEx guy. I don't want to thank the FedEx guy.
No, we're not going to be exclusionaries, you Nazi. FedEx
guy. I did have the measles shot, so.
If you do like what we do, and why wouldn't you? Because we ramble on about just about everything. Send us an email at rcadcast@gmail.com.
Gmail!
Please don't make it.
We should inquire about buying the rights to ramble on. We can afford it with the Patreon, right?
I think so. Except my Patreon money is just covering my injury right now.
Drugs, man. That's a nice way of saying you're buying drugs with the money. You heard it first here. Help fund Matt.
This guy right here, am I right?
Help fund Matt's drug habit. I did get it, Randy and Nick. I got it right. I got it right away. I got it.
Well, if you like this show, go ahead, rate and review us over on iTunes. We would appreciate it.
Why you keep, you're begging for that? For, when was the last review? A year ago?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm going through the ritual here. You can also go over to jandjack.com and click on the patron link, become a patron. You can also click on the merch link, because who wouldn't want to wear something that says RCAD? Who are these guys? but we would like to thank...
And the RCAD, there's only one R.
That's true.
One C, one A, and one D. That's all there is.
But in our patrons that make this show possible, I would like to...
Can someone explain this joke to Nick? I can't believe you can't figure it out.
I can't. I'm like, what the hell are we talking about?
The smartest guy in the show can't figure out the simplest joke. That's okay. There we go. Yay. And now Matt is pissed because we said Nick was the smartest. But go ahead.
No, Randy, that's a good idea. We should have Meowsers on.
Go ahead, Matt, with two T's.
All right. So Chris is going to do the one thing on the show that he does.
Oh, wow. Okay. What the fuck?
Sorry, that was really kind of funny. More in my head.
that was pretty funny. I almost choked on my drink.
I mean, we have a good repartee going on here, you and me, right, buddy?
You don't even talk to him. Right? You talk to only Nick.
right, buddy? I hold these up and you read them, right? All right. Okay.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do. Let's go.
You do a lot of other things.
Is Mauser on the merch? That would be a good one. A cat ripping off your nose. I would sell thousands of t-shirts. Sweater, just a
big if only cat. We had those pictures. All right. These patrons make this show possible. And if we don't start them now, Jack will never let us finish. This one doesn't really make sense, but here you go.
TNR, tech. You want to trap, neuter, and return tack now?
I'm glad you explained that for Nick.
Nuclear refrigerator Richter.
As a Indiana Jones, that wasn't good, right?
Obviously.
Okay. Sorry,
that one. I gotta be honest. I didn't get it. I was like, "What the fuck?"
I had another one there for you, Eckhart, and it was not better. It was CVS Ector. So, but here, we also have
Edible Ed.
The incredible Edible Ed.
All right, because, well, and if you're going to take Edible Eds, you need to make sure it's
incredible. And you spelled it ED. So,
100 milligram Maggie.
Oh, 100 milligram. Okay. Gotcha.
ED, yeah. ED is another term for, you know.
Joanne's broken.
NCAA bracket.
I was really reaching for straws there, Joanne.
Really? I thought you had that from the beginning.
I think this one's perfect, though.
Lego, Greg.
Lego, yeah. My Greg.
Lego my Greg. Ego.
All right.
Lego, my Ego, Greg.
If you
I guess say your name today were as good as Nick's song today.
Oh, well, thank you.
Thanks, Jack.
Well, I'm glad we pulled this turd out of the roaster.
I think that 100 milligrams finally hit Jack. Yeah.
Turd out of the roaster.
The fuck are you talking about? Come with a, like a colloquial saying to like kind of end it, you know, like
keep trying.
This should have ended. This should have ended a while ago.
That's one cat in a rocking chair room. I don't know. Fuck it.
What?
I.
You know what? We don't want you on our Netflix special.
So Matt, how many milligrams did you eat tonight?
Yeah. That's one enough. Cat. Chair thing.
Fucking cat chair land.
You can pull a mule to water, but you can't make him float.
Well, never going back to the fucking mall.
You know what? People not wearing their masks.
I'm glad I was vaccinated.
We got our Legos.
Holy shit. People. Holy shit.
I counted. It was 50.
Money in the bananas, man.
Thanks for joining us live. I really do appreciate this.
Except for JP with your stupid same joke every week.
Actually, I appreciated just talking to Nick this whole time. Thanks, Nick. It was one in a million.
It was fun.
Join us next week, Nick.
Nick's still trying to figure out the joke.
Wait, I got the joke. What?
You gotta dot your I's and cross your T's.
The one.
Great show. One in 1 million T's.